Why would somebody choose to leave the hospital when the doctor recommended they stay? This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion. Each day in hospitals across America, adults of sound mind sign out of the hospital against their doctor's strong advice. In medicine, we call this process leaving AMA, against medical advice. The reasons people leave vary. They can be worried there's no one at home to feed or walk their dog. Perhaps they can't afford the co-payments that will be forced upon them, or more often they just don't like or agree with their doctor. In this latter category are doctors that ignore patients or fail to communicate with them. There are also doctors who are biased or racist, and doctors who think that they know more than the patients. While certainly many doctors know more facts and science than their patients, at the end of the day, the patient is the boss, and they certainly are experts on themselves, their values, their preferences, and their finances. We know a bit about those most likely to sign out AMA. They are more likely to be from lower socioeconomic groups, to have other psychiatric disorders, and to have substance abuse problems. But despite all those categories, most just don't agree with their doctors. A study just published in the Mayo Clinic Proceedings looked at people with one illness, heart failure. These people often spend large amounts of time in the hospital as doctors adjust and readjust their medications. One out of every 9 deaths in the U.S. are a result of heart failure, and it is the leading cause of hospitalization in America. So researchers wanted to know what happened to those people who signed out AMA. Did they do more poorly? Well, one marker of success is 30-day hospital readmission rates. In other words, in the first 30 days, do people who leave the hospital early get sicker at home and return to the hospital in a poorer state? So they compared two groups of very similar but not identical people with heart failure, same sex, same age, same serious of disease, and the like. Well, it turns out that people who signed out AMA, against medical advice, were admitted to the hospital slightly more often than those who stayed in the hospital until their doctors discharged them, but not hugely different. 33% of those who signed out AMA were readmitted in the first 30 days, compared to 21% who waited until the doctors finally sent them home. Interestingly, when those who signed out AMA were readmitted, they often went to a different hospital, not the one they signed out of. Well, readmission in 30 days suggests a failure all around. Nobody wants to be in the hospital, and those with heart failure need home care and primary support to keep them living at home. But we also need to work hard to educate doctors on ways to accommodate people's real needs, to help them feed the dog, if you will. Medicine is a team sport, and the patient is, after all, the team owner. This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion.